After a mighty struggle, commentator Milo Miles has once again overcome his cynicism about box sets and Christmas time. In the 4-CD collection, Brazil, A Century of Song, he thinks he's found a gift that will keep on playing. And you get a whole country's worth of music. Well, almost.
Ela diz que tem
cheiro de mato, tem gosto de coco e tem samba nas veias, tem balangandã.
Ela diz que tem
a pele morena e o corpo febril dentro do peito amor do Brasil. Cantei em São Paulo, cantei no Pará, comi chimarrão e comi vatapá, eu sou brasileira, meu tudo revela que a minha bandeira é verde e amarela. Cantei em São Paulo, cantei no Pará, tomei chimarrão, comi vatapá, eu sou brasileira, meu tudo revela que a minha bandeira é verde e amarela.
Ela diz que tem, que tem, que tem, que tem, que tem, que tem.
If you imagine a set of 4 CDs called The Folk and Popular Music of the United States, it's easy to see how much would be left out. The same is true for a country as vast as Brazil. The best one can hope for is an overview that's consistent, flowing, and feels Brazilian. The box called Brazil, A Century of Song, delivers on all three counts. What does it mean for music to feel Brazilian? Well, the best description I can come up with is that the mood is easygoing, sensuous, with just a hint of distress deep down. A sexy dream that's a little disturbing, off-kilter. Perfect for the sound of the native instrument, the berimbau. And compiler Jack O'Neill has assembled CDs around obvious categories: folklore and traditional, carnival and samba, bossa nova, and MPB, which basically means late 60s Brazilian pop and its descendants. What O'Neill has done that is not so obvious is to emphasize polyglot examples of the styles rather than purified ones. So there's folkloric elements on all discs, and samba hops around too, and bossa nova bleeds into MPB, just as it did in real life. O'Neill does a particularly good job with samba and carnival music, showing how the big parade productions evolve from small acoustic ensembles.
Eu fui condenado a viver desprezado. Vou pedir a Deus a morte, só porque não tenho sorte. Já é demais o meu penar. Não posso mais suportar essa dor em meu lar. Eu vou chorar, fui condenado.
Eu fui condenado a viver desprezado. Vou pedir a Deus a morte, só porque não tenho sorte. Já é demais o meu penar.
Brazil, A Century of Song includes a spiffy illustrated booklet with smart attention paid to individual songs. One unavoidable oddity about the package, though, is that the MPB album does not include anything from Caetano Veloso or Gilberto Gil, two of the leading practitioners of the style. I presume it's a licensing problem, but at any rate, missing stars leave a nasty hole. Also, though it would break up the relatively smooth sound quality of the collection, more recordings from before 1970 would have been welcome. Some single CD collections of Brazilian music, such as David Byrne's series on Luaca Bop, may breathe more fire than O'Neill's, but right now, if you want to pick up Brazil in one swoop, A Century of Song is the ticket.
União de Jacarepaguá é uma gremiação que saúda de coração Império do Marangá. Ah, aprendizes de Lucas, capela, unidos da Tijuca. Mocidade independente, cartolinhas de Caxias, império serrano com muita gente, acadêmicos de Vaz Lobo, União do Centenário, Oswaldo Cruz, sabem apresentar cenários. Portela, vive de glórias em
Milo Miles reviewed Brazil, a century of song. This is Fresh Air.